Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Somebody texted us earlier. I don't know what this was about. It was 31 minutes ago, but it just made me chuckle. Being quote tweeted by Seth Payne and mentioned on air is by far the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Not sure what that says about my existence, LOL.
That was the guy who had said that whenever the Texans talk about physique transformations, it turns to garbage. He was referencing Kenyon Green. And I said, no, I mean, look, Will Anderson won our award last year for best physique transformation. Ever? Kenyon Green was second.
Will Anderson.
It's a data point, Sean.
Yes. Ever heard of him? Huh? Will Anderson.
What does the Magnificent Gladstone call him? A touch point.
It's a touch point.
It's a positive development. If Ladarius Henderson, I'm more worried about his two bum feet. That he had these multiple foot injuries.
Now,
you're talking about a seventh round pick. So hopefully what it is, yeah, he had some injury issues. And sometimes you come into the league and you don't even realize you got some structural issues.
Yeah.
Kind of like Yordan with his partially torn patellar tendons.
Right.
Yeah, it turns out he'd been hobbling around on two partially torn patellar tendons.
Yeah.
He got those fixed, and now he never gets injured.
And now he's healthy all the time. Once you fix those two patellar tendons, all is right in the world with Yordan.
But he showed a level of athleticism and speed that was new once he got those fixed. He's always been a guy that's like, okay, well, he's way faster than you want to give him credit for. Yeah.
His obliques and his hands are still adjusting to his healthy knees. You know, sometimes your body overcompensates for certain things that it's not used to. So his hands and obliques.
He's got the hands of an 86-year-old retired iron worker.
He does. He'd be doing a Buffering commercial, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting next to some 86-year-old lady with a carpal tunnel.
He definitely, if you go to his Google search history, there's natural arthritis remedies on there.
Dude.
He's tried every different type of glucosamine.
We'll talk about the Astros in the final segment. They got an afternoon game coming up today. What's the offseason going to look like for the Rockets? For those of you out there saying, got to get a star, got to go get an all-star, got to get a closer, got to get Kevin Durant, got to get Giannis. Raphael Stone gave all of you a betting tip and a big bucket of cold water right in your face yesterday.
If I will give you an inside betting tip that I think continuity is very, very likely. Last summer we didn't make changes because we were really comfortable with where we were, and we'd seen really good things from our team in terms of kind of a good progression. And I think we saw more of the same this year. So I think the bar to make changes is very high.
Okay, the bar to make changes is very high.
Very high, which is that's something that I think people hear that and you interpret immediately in your gut as, oh, okay, well, really just expect no big moves. But I don't know, the bar is for a big move like an Antetokounmpo or something. I feel like that could theoretically clear a bar if that's where you're setting the bar, and then it becomes, all right, what's the compensation? So yeah. I don't think it rules out a trade. I think they almost definitely feel better about the guys in the building and their potential and the likelihood of them achieving their potential than maybe a lot of people did immediately after game seven.
I think it's a total commentary on how aggressively they're looking at making changes. You know, like it's probably more I don't know if literally this is going to be the case, but it's probably going to be more like them calling the Rockets as opposed to the Rockets throwing all these lines in the ocean to see what comes back. Like, if the Rockets have to sit with the hand they've been dealt, they're perfectly comfortable sitting at the poker table with the hand they've been dealt right now.
They don't have their ear to the ground. They've got their hand on the railroad track.
There you go.
Okay?
Yes.
You put your ear on the ground, then you really mean business.
It's aggressive, yeah.
But you got your hand on the railroad track. That's just like, all right, do I have a big old freight train of a deal coming through here
yes.
or something?
Yeah. Raphael Stone was asked.
Are they putting their finger in the air?
Oh, they lick it first, right? You put it.
Where's that on the scale of how hard you're looking for something?
Hand on the tracks, ear to the ground, licking the finger and putting it in the air.
Finger in the air feels like you're super casual about it.
Very casual. You're just seeing which way the wind's blowing. Yeah.
I'm not even going to check Wonderground to see what's going on. Yeah.
Right. Hand on the track is much closer to ear to the ground, but ear to the ground, very, very aggressive.
Ear to the ground is like you're listening for horses and stuff.
Yeah, which
is not a big enough. That doesn't clear the bar.
Now, the next one is on the corner showing some leg. That means you're on the other side of the deal now. Like that means you're aggressively pursuing. Yeah.
Selling your TV for some crack.
Taking your top off.
That's
and
like, okay,
it.
Yeah. They're definitely not in the crack scavenging.
They're not
mode
in
right
the crack
now.
Mode yet. No, definitely not. Is anyone untouchable? And what are you going to do with all these draft picks that you've got, Rafael?
The business we're in, nobody, myself included, nobody's untouchable. You know, and so, you know, I wouldn't want to say that, but everybody on our roster we deeply value, and so you know, I think you have to be careful with your words there. I have to be careful with my words. You can do whatever you want with yours. In terms of like we have those picks, we accumulated them. So that we could either draft guys in the future or upgrade our current roster. Time will tell what we do with it or flip them into the future, which we've done a couple of times. And, we'll see what makes the most sense at the time.
I feel like Raphael Stone is never going to do a deal where he just empties the cadre of all those future first round picks. I feel like in the NBA, that's something, if you start to accumulate first-round picks, him being able to actually use them to bring in rotation players is probably unlikely only because it's hard to crack this rotation right now. It's deep with young players. But the flexibility that having those picks affords you in terms of making deals or turning them into future, he's always going to have some dry first-round pick powder because that's the position he's put himself in right now.
And especially if you think about what moves could you make that are affordable right now, but that could really substantially change the offense, are just having more shooters out there.
Yeah.
And having guys that don't have to be starters. They just need to be guys that you can have out there that, man, when a team decides to go zone against you and pack the paint, that, all right, we got an easy outlet. We can run some screens and a three's going in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, look at various championship teams of the past. The guys are the Heat forever.
Yep.
The various guys that should have been retired long ago or were marginal players, but they were just lethal from three. Those are moves that you can make that don't move the meter a whole bunch on the headline ticker or what have you.
Yep.
But they can make a big difference for what ails this team or where this team is coming up short.
That's my thing about Giannis, because I think you'd have to give up more to get Giannis than to get Kevin Durant, because I think just empirically that Giannis is a more valuable commodity, kind of in a vacuum. He's just, as an individual, he is more valuable right now than Kevin Durant because he's much younger. He's a top four MVP guy seemingly every single year. And yet my concern would be with Giannis is, have you created a championship level team?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly any team Giannis is on with three or four of these other guys that are still left after the trade for Giannis would be a good basketball team. Even in the tougher Western Conference, it's still a 50 to 55 win team probably. Is it a team that can win a championship? Because you haven't done anything to solve your shooting problems by going and getting him. None.
Right.
He does open things up for other guys, but who's he opening things up for? Guys who are average shooters right now,
It's just, a lot of that just comes down to, all right, he's going to draw attention away from the backcourt.
Yeah.
and you don't have to do it with a two big man lineup.
Yes.
Can we attract attention away from the backcourt, yeah, but without just putting as many 7-footers as possible out there, yeah, who aren't Giannis type guys? Like, that's, I guess, the plus side of that.
Yep.
It's not the perfect solution, but it is the old Daryl Morey theory of, let's not overthink this. If you can, you just want as many good basketball players as possible on the court at any given time.
Someone's asking, okay, what exactly are these picks we have? I don't have the list in front of me, but just know that the big ones are, you've basically got Phoenix's picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Into the, you, they're odd numbered year picks because you can't trade away picks back to back years. You have their pick this year, which at worst is going to be at the back end of the top 10. You have, yeah, their pick next in 2027 and again in 2029, plus your own picks scattered out throughout that time. You got a lot of picks right now, man. You got a lot of extra picks.
You got two first round picks in 2027. Mm-hmm. You've got the first rounder in 2028. You got a first rounder, let's see. Yeah, I mean, it goes out to 2031.
Yeah.
Well, the 2000, the only via trade, the 2029, I think, is the one that they got via trade. That's a first rounder.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the big one in the near term is the one that gets decided in the lottery on Monday of next week. That's huge. That is absolutely huge. Payne and Pendergast with you. Here is Raphael Stone on bringing back Steven Adams.
I think Steven was the player and person that we thought we were trading for. He's been that, and he's a really important part of the group, and kind of the continuity I talked about and value earlier. He's an important part of that. It's a two-way street, and so he has to want to be here. Every indication we have is he does, and so if he wants to be here and we want him back, and both those things are true, which I know is true from my perspective, then I'm sure we'll work something out.
I'm way less confident. Fred VanVleet's going to be on this team next year. It's just a matter of how his contract is structured. Steven Adams, I am 50-50 at best that he's back next year. This postseason could not have played out any better for Steven Adams as an individual basketball player. Through five games of that Warriors series, the chatter was he's been the most valuable Rocket based on how they played when he's been out on the floor. And I know it was, by and large, a very specific sort of dynamic with Alperen Şengün out there with him, that sort of double big lineup. But there will be plenty of other suitors out there in the NBA that will look at what Steven Adams did and say, okay, we don't have to have Alperen Şengün. If he just does this, this, and this with one of our bigs out there, or just does this, this, and this as a big guy off the bench, or even a, yeah, starter who plays 25 minutes, he's going to be worth more to them than the $12 million bucks he made this year. Like,
right,
his stock could not be any higher right now coming off of the playoffs than you would have thought going into the playoffs.
It couldn't have been any higher, but I think you still do have those, you know, the concerns about just, I guess he'll be one more year removed from his injury, obviously. So I guess The question is, where does he settle in?
Yeah.
He averaged 14 minutes a night this year. But like, can you extend that out and can he get back up to his historical norms?
Yeah, that's fair. Health will be, you're right. They managed him a lot this year. Yeah.
He'll be 32 years old. I mean, he used to play 25, 26, 27 minutes a night.
Yeah.
But he'll be 32 years old, but also 1 year removed from that injury.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
He could be healthier. I don't know either. I just know there's 30 teams in the NBA and several of them do stupid things, you know?
Yeah.
And are desperate and have cap space they need to use and things like that. So I say all that to say I'm not saying he won't be back with the Rockets. I think there's a decent chance he will be. I'm saying if I were Steven Adams, I would absolutely go see what's out there, you know, and take offers.
He's on that carnivore diet, which is heavily meat-based, and that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's one thing you know when you start dabbling in the various different diets that are very low carb. One thing you learn very quickly is, oh, wow, carbs are cheap. Meat, not so much.
Not so much.
So he needs to get as much money as possible if he wants to go keep eating bison, 4 pounds of bison
every
day.
Eggs, too, man. Eggs are back up in that horrible price range, too, right now.
Are they back up?
Yeah.
I don't care. My demand for eggs is inelastic.
Oh, I buy them.
I try not to pay attention.
Yeah, yeah.
I put down a lot of eggs.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. It hasn't stopped me from buying them, but I'm like, I liked it when these were $1.79 a dozen, not $4.19 a dozen. Come on.
You're back into the inhumane eggs portion.
Oh.
Yeah, give me something that's been locked in a shoebox for 3 years.
I don't care how my chickens.
I don't need this free-range crap.
Nope. Kroger, large A-size eggs, $1.79. Let's go.
When I was in the bulking stages in college, that tray of eggs at the wholesale club was by far the best deal.
Big time.
If you
want
to eat actual food.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to make so many fried egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
With a big old block of cheese on top
of
it.
You can get by, man. You can get by. Foley Fatakasi return confirmed, someone says on the text page. Yes. As reported by Diana Rossini, Foley Fatakasi back with the Texans. All right. Final segment coming up. Big afternoon coming up. Not here in Houston, but it affects Houston. It's in Milwaukee. A Framber Valdez start. How big is this start today for what has been a janky version of Framber so far? We'll break that down. People continuing to weigh in with thoughts on the Texans and the Rockets. We'll share those as well on the text page. That is coming up next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.